It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. A lot of little girls love to dance, but not all of them grow up to start ballet companies. Lillian Cavillo did. 50 years ago, she and her artistic partner started Colorado Ballet. And as she'll tell us, keeping the ballet in business was constantly a struggle. And it remains that way today. The Colorado Ballet has been in and out of debt for years. This year, employees have been furloughed for weeks at a time, and the company is putting together a new financial plan to get back in the black. Well, Lillian Cavillo, now 89, is planning to be in her usual seat, front row center, when the company starts its 50th season this fall. Lillian, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for asking me. It was nice of you.
Well, tell me how you first got interested in ballet.
Through a window of a church basement, I watched a ballet class, and that did it. That was what I wanted to do.
The window of a church basement in Denver.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually a school, St. Philomena's School, as a matter of fact.
And you saw the dancers, and how long did you peer through that window?
Well, every time I had a chance, until one day the teacher came over to the window, crooked her finger, and I thought, oh, and she motioned I should come in. So I went in, and she handed me sort of a flat piece of something. I didn't know what it was. It was a tunic that I was supposed to put on and some ballet slippers and some tights, which really threw me. I didn't know what they were for. And I must have been about 8, maybe 9 years old.
Now, this is at, as you mentioned,
St. Philomena's School.
St. Philomena's School. This was a Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And you,
mm-hmm.
you were a student there.
Mm-hmm.
And did you immediately put on the outfit?
No, she immediately showed me how. I didn't know what anything was for. And it was a little flimsy tunic, silk tunic, and then long opera hose. And I really must have looked pretty funny because I was very skinny and little, and everything just hung on me. And I came down shivering. I was cold. It was cold in the basement there. And I took a class, and I didn't have to pay for them. My father made sure.
How was that?
Well, he said, you could take lessons, but I'm not paying for anything. So I told the teacher. My dad said I could take lessons, but he won't pay for anything. She said, that's perfectly all right. She was a very sweet person.
Indeed, she was. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the first ballet you were in?
I remember I was in a ballet with one other person. There were two of us. We were twins, sort of. Well, we didn't look at all alike, but I remember that. I remember some of the steps. I heard the music the other day, and I stood up and did some of the steps. I was really surprised.
From that, like, first dance?
Yeah.
What was the music?
Échappé. I can't remember the name of it, but it was... I did échappé, échappé, passé back, passé front, toe down, and that's about it.
And these are the names of the positions of the movements.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you know right away that you wanted to do this professionally?
No, I didn't think of professional. I knew I wanted to do it, and I wanted my teacher to show me how and to take me in on something, and she did.
So you continued to dance all throughout grade school.
And high school.
And high school.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember your first professional job in ballet?
Well, I guess I do. I remember my first professional job without getting paid professionally, and that was with Monsignor Bizzetti. We did it all for free.
This is in Denver?
In Denver. He had an opera company, you know.
Oh. Huh.
And did really very good operas.
You danced in the operas?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then eventually I became in charge of the dance for the opera. I did meet my artistic partner when I was dancing in the operas. And we danced together. And she was a modern dancer, and I was ballet.
And what was her name?
Friedan, Friedann. She made it up.
Friedan.
And
what was
her last name was Parker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually you danced outside of the opera context. They were pure ballet shows?
Some of them were, yes. Friedan and I established a ballet company. And she was part of the modern dance, and I was part of the toe dancing, the point work. And it was interesting because I was very fond of the modern. I had not done it. And she was very fond of the point work, and she hadn't done it. And we began to dance together through it. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Actually, it was much fun.
So you team up and found a ballet company.
Founded a ballet company.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
That's all right.
But do you remember there being like a day where you thought, oh, this is the start of a ballet company? Or was it just, was it
yes,
more?
Yes, yes. I also remember the day, what did I do? Why am I starting this ballet? Well, now where do I go? I mean, it was difficult, difficult.
Tell me why.
Well, because first of all, we didn't have any money in it. Secondly, we didn't have any founders or sponsors. And then Monsignor Bizzetti sort of gave us a push by giving us time and space in the opera companies that he when he was directing. And that gave us a big push. And then we found other people who would sort of sponsor us. Sort of.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Never quite making ends meet.
No.
Did you think often that the company would close?
Sure. And a couple of times it did, but we came back again. Yeah, it was a very difficult time in Denver, because Denver was a really, I don't want to say what I was going to say.
Are you going to say Cowtown?
Uh-huh.
You're going to say Cowtown, aren't
I was,
you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But I won't.
Are you saying that audiences in Denver weren't clamoring for ballet?
That's putting it mildly. They could care less about ballet. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Now, a lot of ballet companies have schools mm-hmm. associated with them.
Well, yes. Now, I mean, at the time I started, we had a school. Frieda and I each had a school. She taught the modern, and I taught the ballet.
And did that school feed the company?
Mm-hmm.
Those were the dancers?
Yeah.
Did you ever do searches, like where you searched for dancers nationally to come to Denver?
No. No, we did not, because I don't think we had the money to do that. But we had plenty of people wanting to do it. And they were fairly gifted, too, so it worked.
Do you remember the first show?
Yes, it was definitely The Nutcracker.
Where would it have been?
Well, it would have been at Bonfils Theater.
Where is that?
Bonfils Theater is still there. It's Henry Lowenstein, you know that name?
Oh, the old Lowenstein Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, on
mm-hmm.
Colfax,
mm-hmm.
where the
mm-hmm.
tattered cover is.
Yes,
now.
Uh-huh.
Was it a big deal that night? Do you remember?
Well, yes, but I mean, we always thought it was a big deal. So it was Nutcracker. It was always a hard show to do because it involved every kind of dance and every kind of people that we could grab and teach.
Mm. So how long were you with the ballet after, you know, in all?
Forever. It was forever. It still is.
So we mentioned that you still have a special seat, front row center, uh-huh. for
opening night.
Opening nights uh-huh. of each show.
Uh-huh.
And you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Religiously, so?
Yes, pretty much. Not on my knees, but I do go. But it's really... I don't mean to make light of it because it's a wonderful experience and I enjoy it and they're so good about it. Sometimes I can't see it, but I'm there because my eyesight is so bad.
Is that hard for you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean. Well, sure, because I used to be able to give very exacting pointers about things that I didn't like or that were going wrong. I can't do that now. So, of course, it's disappointing. It doesn't stop me much, but
Do you have a favorite ballet?
I think Giselle. I think it has about everything a ballet should have if you've ever seen Giselle done well. It's a touching story. It has death and resurrection. It has everything in it. It's a wonderful ballet.
What do you think has kept you engaged for so long?
Stupidity, I think you could actually say. I mean, you think I would have learned by now that I don't mean stupidity. I mean sort of stupidity. That is it. Exactly.
You're sort of stupidly in love with dance.
Absolutely. Absolutely well put. Thank mm-hmm. you.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
I have to say, it's been such a pleasure, Lillian, to talk to you. Really.
I could doubt that, but you were right ahead, dear.
I mean it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Lillian Cavillo is the co-founder of the Colorado Ballet. The company is nearing its 50th season.